So how do we study belief systems archaeologically? We can't see beliefs, but we may be able to see the symbols associated with their expression. By symbol, we mean an object or act that stands for something else, a shorthand way of conveying a message. I can show you these symbols, and you know what religion they refer to. Note that symbols like these are fairly simple. They also may be completely arbitrary. The cross evokes some literal meaning for Christians, but the Jewish star and the Muslim crescent and star are more abstract in their meanings, and have really only gained currency as symbols for their respective faiths within the past century. They are nevertheless widely recognized, which illustrates the power of even seemingly abstract symbols.